The last time we discussed different gezeiras that came onto Klal Yisrael by the Syrians who brought the different gezeiras against the Eden, that we weren't allowed to keep the Torah, we weren't allowed to keep the mitzvahs, and besides that, they also made different gezeiras in order to break the spirit of Klal Yisrael, in order that ultimately the whole tzura of Klal Yisrael, Torah, mitzvahs, and everything else that comprises Klal Yisrael should all be broken, and that Klal Yisrael should become one of the many Syrian satellites, or one of the Greek satellites actually, the Mekabel Chochmas Yavon, and just like they are the Syrian Greeks and the Egyptian Greeks, so ultimately they were pushing that Chalila v'Chalila there should be the Israeli Greeks, and that the Greek culture should be able to seep into Eretz Yisrael also. And this ultimately is going to cause that the whole Greek civilization will be enriched. And they understood that the enrichment that would come was primarily would be the wealth, the gold, the silver, and the wealth that would come from the Eden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned, the wealth of the Eden living in Eretz Yisrael wasn't just a local wealth, but it was wealth that came throughout the world, because Eretz Yisrael was the center of Eden that were living throughout the world. So it was a method of bringing together the wealth of the Eden throughout the world into Eretz Yisrael, and they were hoping that this eventually would land up in their hands. But they understood that the only way this can come about is if the Eden were going to use that wealth that they were gathering throughout the world to advance Greek culture, not to keep the Beis HaMikdash going with Karbonis and the Aveda of the Eden and Klal Yisrael. And so they made the different gezeiras against the Eden. This was the time, the Maisa of Chana v'Shiva Banero, where you had children that were Maisa Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem, and you do it the Gemaisa, the Chana, that she felt that this was Taka. She was, to say the least, proud of the fact that her children were prepared to be Maisa Nefesh for the Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the motif by many, many of the Eden that were living in Klal Yisrael. We spoke about how Matisyahu moved to the city of Midian. He was thinking to himself that now if he's away from the center, he's in a little town, someplace away from the center of the Yiddish Yishuv, over there they wouldn't bother him, he'd be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they just followed him. They came after him and they followed him, and they would not allow him to be able to continue to keep the Torah mitzvahs. Akert, they wanted him to bring a davar tameh on a mizbeach, until Matisyahu realized that there is no eitz. There's no way that he could keep, or that Klal Yisrael would be able to keep Torah mitzvahs. And being that that is the case, there is no other eitz except to wage war against the Greeks. We started mentioning that this is the maimer that we have from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is the Shaila, that why was it that by Hanukkah we went with Mesiras Nefesh to fight against the Greeks? Hashem came by the Maisa of Purim. You don't see fighting against the enemy. You see that they came to be Mespalel. But you don't see them picking up arms to go to fight against Haman and Achashverosh. And the Chofetz Chaim says that the Nafkamina is by the Maisa of Hanukkah. There was a gzeira against Tyro mitzvahs. By Purim, it was a gzeira against their lives. By Purim, when the Sakana was the lives, the physical lives of the Eden, so then we go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us. But by Hanukkah, the Sakana was Tyro mitzvahs. If the Sakana was Torah mitzvahs, the Sakana was that Cholila, that the Torah will disappear from the world, so then we have to go b'Milchemes Hashem. We have to go with Mesiras Nefesh. to show, and it's not just to show, but we have to be prepared to give up our lives for the Ribbono Shel'Olam and for his Torah. And the reason that we're prepared to give up our lives is because it is more chaviv to us, the kiyum of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more chaviv to us, Torah and mitzvahs, and the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than our lives. And therefore we're prepared to give up our lives in order to do whatever we can do, although Alpiderach HaTeva, there's really nothing that we could do. We can't be Matzliach, but we're prepared to do whatever we can do in order to bring about a kiyum of mitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. And therefore they went. Matisyo brought together his children, and he told his children, he ordered his children, that it is, the situation is such that we have to go Al Kiddush Hashem. In the beginning, the Syrians did not take the revolution seriously, because after all, they had a tremendous army, and how would it be possible for a handful of people to be able to do war against them? And I guess with their way of understanding, they were right. Especially if we just go through the tefillah that we say when we talk about the Nes of Hanukkah. Well, I mean, the simplest thing that we talk about is Rabban Bab Ma'atim. So we understand numbers make a difference. But we also talk about Rishon Bab Tzadikim, Zeinu Eischi Sarasecha, Sada Velte Stakasha, that what does that have to do with winning a war? The fact that they were Eischi Sarasecha, the fact that they were Tzadikim. But in the simple pshat of it, and of course there's a lot more to it, but the simple pshat of it, so we understand, as we've been learning all along, that the Yevanim, these are people that were busy with the Olympics, and they're busy with working on goblets of the Gashmias, the Ga'odam, and practicing for warfare. Their whole life was a life of a soldier. And the person that was greater than the person that was before him was because he was a better soldier than the one before him. And when you talk about the Eden, so what are you talking about already? You're talking about Kehanim, Matisyo Bonov, you're talking about Kehanim, you're talking about people who sat and learnt the whole day, Tzadikim, Namish Tzadikim. People who just eat in order just barely enough to survive, not seeped into Hanoas Olam Hazeh. Well, you can imagine already what this army looked like, what the typical soldier looked like, besides the fact that they didn't have any wealth. If they had no wealth, then they had no access to different types of weapons that you need to use in order to be able to wage battle. And how are they supposed to do battle? This is what the army looked like. In one of the battles that they had against them, so they talk about it, how Yehuda Maccabi brought them all together, and he told them that he went through the parsha in the Torah. Mi shabona ba'is chadosh, and mi shanot the kerem. So little by little, you had different people, probably that this one just got married, and this one just made a keren, and this one just made a house. So the small army that they had, so that also diminished, less and less people from that army, because you had different people that had different reasons why they weren't able to go and to wage war. And then you have the Rashi, that Rashi says that at the end of the day, all of this was is because this Yorei is the Rashi, a person who was afraid to go to do battle, so he also had a tour to do battle. And Rashi says, that what does that mean, that he was afraid to do battle? Because he was afraid, Avera should be Yodoi, that Tilin Shel Roish before Tilin Shel Yad, Soch Bein Tfilu Shel Roish, Tilin Shel Yad. So it was a person that had Etvos and Avera, so he also was potter from going into the army because he also was afraid, and they followed through with the halachas that it say in the Torah of exactly who was the one that was, that had the ability, that had the schus to be able to be a soldier to go to fight against the Sinai. No. So it was as small as an army as they started off with, by the time they came to do battle, so already how big of an army could they possibly have? And this is the army that's going now to do battle, to go to fight against the most, perhaps one of the most powerful armies that's found in the world at that time. There's a famous story that they tell over, that the way I heard the story was that in the time of when Rabbi Ochber was in Beersheba in Kamenitz, so they told him over that the Maskilim put on a play. And in this play they made fun of the Fruma. What was the fun that they made of the Fruma? So this way I heard it, different stories of the story. That it came, Muhammad's Goyg Magyoik, the Eden had to travel Muhammad against the Goyim, Fab Kumin Mashiach. So the Friar put on this play that there was an army that was made up of all of the Goyim, and on the other side there was an army that was made up of Fruma Eden. No, the Fruma Eden with the Lange Baird and with the Dange Kapotis, and each one is holding on. One is holding on to a bat, and one is holding on to a hammer, and a face, the other one is holding on to a rolling pin. And Megate Muhammad Hobin, and so you can, and the other side has with their tanks and their guns, Megate Muhammad Halton. The audience laughed. And then afterwards somebody got up and he said that whoever just got married, he should go. So he went, the one who built the house, so war went. Then afterwards, what they said is that a person that's afraid that he has a very biyotai, save as he should also go. So who didn't? Everybody has a very biyotai, so they all left. So who was left standing there? Who was left standing there was Reb Kivega Mittach Sam Seifer. Three alte Yidden, Steindorten, and each one is with their eyes closed, and the gate, each one of them is saying a grace of the Shev Yichud, that we're ready to do Mekhaim Zayin, the Mitzvah, from the Melchemes Mitzvah, and you know, when I say with the Gralla Grace of Kavonis, in the Megate Onfiyan Amulchama, and on the other side you have this vast army that's armed, and they're ready to do battle, and the audience was sitting there, and they was going to grace the Galechta. So Rabbi Ochber was upset, and he came to tell over the story to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim told him, he says, I don't know what you're upset about. He said, Azay the taka ois kukin, the Muhammad when Mashiach is going to come. Exactly like you described, that's taka the way it's going to be. It's going to be Nechmein Kumin Aleph from the Yidden, Muhammad Halton, do Viva Toizan from the Yidden, and afterwards everybody talking, the people would have errors, and you're going to be left with a handful of tzaddikim, you're going to be left. He says, but you're leaving out, they left out one piece of the story. The piece of the story that they're leaving out is that at the end of this whole thing, there's the time is going to come for the Muhammad to begin. And the Begeben, Tzvishin of Kivagin, the Chsam Seifen, Begeben, Ein Shos, and that's going to be the end of the war. From this one shot, so to say, that's going to be the Muhammad is going to come to a Nitzachim. And I imagine that what he's saying is, what do you think? Do you think that this is going to be a Muhammad that's going to go al piderech ateva? Do you think, Taka, that at the end, when it's going to be a Muhammad, so the one that has the bigger muscles with the bigger tanks and then the bigger planes and the bigger bombs, do you think this is the type of Muhammad that is going to win a war? This is not the way we wage war. We wage wars with Reb Kivegas and Chassam Seifers. That's how we wage wars, and that's not how we win the wars. And I think this was very, very much so the understanding amongst the Chashmei Noyim. This is the type of Muhammad that we're going to fight. And we're going to fight with the Shem Hashem. We're going to fight, and we find Hashem, but Tov Rachmanu Seifunz, so we're going to be Menatzeach. In one of the battles, they talk about how they had different karbonis that they wanted to bring on the Mizbeach, karboni Nozir, they all came together, and they presented Gevaint, Matnas Kuna they had, they weren't able to bring. And they said, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we want to be Avdei Hashem, we want to bring the karbonis, we want to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but we can't get to the Beis HaMikdash. They were metama the Beis HaMikdash, Rachmanu Litzlan. So help us that we should be able to be mekayim we should be able to take over the Beis HaMikdash and to be mekayim the mitzvahs that are found in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So we're not going to go into the pratim and the prati-pratim of exactly what happened and how it happened, but at the end of the Ganze Maisa, there were Menatzeach, Takarak, situation of Rabin Ba'ad Ma'atim, and there were Menatzeach Yehuda, together with his brothers, there were Menatzeach to Melchoma, and what does that mean, that they were Menatzeach? So it's not the pshat that they drove the Yevonim out of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't, at this point, they didn't drive the Yevonim out of, and they didn't even drive the Misyavnim out of Eretz Yisrael, or take away the Koyach from the Misyavnim. What they accomplished was, is they took over the Mokim HaMikdash. They took over the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash. And they now were in control of the Beis HaMikdash. They marched into the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the Rachmanos on the Chilul that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything, physically, everything was overgrown. They were metama, everything in the Beis HaMikdash. So they had to shtelavek anayim izbeach. And when it came to be madlik, the menorah, so the menorah was gone. There was no way that they could put together another menorah, so they put together a menorah, either made out of wood or made out of something else. They covered it over with metal. We would call, I guess, sort of a makeshift menorah, because they wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. And they went to be madlik the menorah. They could be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. So they went to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. But when they went to be mekayim the mitzvah, they couldn't find any shemen. They only found a pach shemen that they knew was tor, because it had the chosim of the kohen gadol. But it was only shemen for one day. So hatzolah purta will be madlik for one day. And once again, this was their mahalach, so to say. We do what we can. And if we can only do one day, so we do one day, and what's going to be after the one day? It's going to take many days until you're going to get more oil, and we don't have shemen for many days. So we don't have, and we won't be able to have a menorah for all the days. As much as we have, that's what we're going to do, that's what we're mechuyev to do, that's what we can do, and what we can do is what we're going to do. And so they went, and they were madlik the menorah, and das veisman doch, thus is the ness of the menorah, that it was madlik for 8 days. They had shemen for one day, and it was madlik, and it landed up that it lit for 8 days. And once again, it's not like there was a nitzochen of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they won the battle, but they didn't win the war. The war was still in the middle of the war. And we might think that Eibazoi, wait until the end of the war before you shtalavek a yontif of Hanukkah. Because we just won the battle. We took over a very important place, the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's a yontif of the nitzochen of against the Yevonim, so let's wait to prove this yontif after we have the nitzochen against the Yevonim. The fact that the yontif of Hanukkah, we prove because of the ness of the menorah, so this shows us why we went to war. As we mentioned before, we went to war not because we wanted to take back Eretz Yisrael from the Yevonim in a physical sense. because we didn't take it back yet. This proves it. We didn't take it back yet. But we went to war because of the kiyum of Torah mitzvahs. So once we reached the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was the makom that we could be mekayim, the mitzvahs that were found in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's the nitzachon. That was the main tzara that we couldn't. And now that we can, so this is the main nitzachon. And this is the nitzachon of Torah u'mitzvahs, on the situation that was found before of tumah, of being trying to rise so is Torah mitzvahs. This is what the Yontif of Hanukkah is all about, and this is what they realized when they were madlik the menorah, and the mess happened already. But the mess took place, and the Ribbono Shel showed them that you did what you could, and in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs, you did what you could. Then I bezayd the Ribbono Shel Olam as a kav yachol does the rest. And I bezayd. We understand that this nitzachon in the Maisa of Hanukkah is different. Is a different kind of a nitzachon than the Welt is used to in a gear to the nitzachon of a Muhammad. We want to be meisiv, just one more prat, and that is that we understand that this already says in the Svarim that the Yom Tovim that we prava are Yom Tovim. There are many different situations where Klal Yisrael had a nitzachon, but we don't prava, we don't celebrate all of these different all of these different successes, so to say, that Klal Yisrael had. Only certain ones. We prava a Pesach, we prava a Sukkot, we prava a Purim, we prava a Hanukkah. These successes we prava. And at the Svarim it says that the reason is because these are successes that repeat themselves every single year and in every single generation. These are successes that constantly repeat themselves. Every year, when it comes around Hanukkah time, the Hashpah of the Ness of the Menorah repeats itself. It's not as recurrent to what happened then, but it's to remind us of what we have now. Somehow, the Hashmenoyim, with their Mesiras Nefesh, planted within Klal Yisrael a Koyach that remains L'Netzach Nitzachim, and is represented by the Menorah that we're Madlik every year in the time of Hanukkah. The Ramban, the famous Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha, that the Ramban says that Aaron HaKohen was in its fire, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shalacha, Godol Mishalohem. And the Ramban says that this refers to the Ness of the Menorah that took place in the time of Hanukkah, B'schus the Hashmenoyim, that they were madlik the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're referring to when we say Shalacha Gadol Mishalohem. So we have a few things that it says here. One thing is, we know that the menorah represents the Koyach HaTorah, the Hashpah of Torah in the Bria. So this is the first lesson for Klal Yisrael. Ki Sifsei Koyin Yishmeru Das. So we understand the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was Mashpia Torah throughout Klal Yisrael. But after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, so where's the Hashpah of Torah going to come from? If Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, if there isn't, we don't have Tzion anymore, so how are we going to be Mekayim Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah? So that's the Ness of the Menorah. So they were Madlik the Menorah. This is the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. But now you could be Madlik it, everybody in his house. Everybody in his house is Madlik a Menorah Zecher for the Menorah that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's more than Zecher, because this is what Aaron HaKohen was Poyel, this was the Matana, so to say, that Aaron HaKohen had, and everybody, all the other Nesiim brought Karbonis, he had the Menorah, Shalacha Gadol Mishalohem, because They had the Chanukah Sabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, but he could be Mekayim Chanukah Sabayis in every single Bayis in the whole future of Klal Yisrael, Atzeif Kol HaDeiris, he's being Mechanech their Bayis. It's not just the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there's now a Menorah that's Mashpia, the Kedusha, and the Taira, and the Hashpoah of Taira, that could be now be found not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but in every single one of the houses. And this came about, we saw this, because of all of the different kelim that there were in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Ribbono Shel Olam chose to show us the Nitzochon B'negeya to the Menorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayvazoi, was showing us that the Nitzochon came about because of the Kayach of the Torah, the Hashpah of the Torah, the Hashpah that comes from the Kedushas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah. One other thing, our mahalach that we were discussing, that our manhigim and that our hadrocha has to come from the Torah, has to come from the Gedolei HaTorah, as we discussed. It has to be dafka from the Nesiim. It has to be dafka from Gedolei HaDor in all in this generation and in the future generations throughout the second Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to come from the Melech. It's not going to come from the Kohen Gadol. And in the future generations, when there's not going to be, surely not going to be, Nishkin Melech and Nishkin Kohen Gadol, so who is going to lead Klal Yisrael through this maze that we call Golus? So this is the Limud, the Choldar Vador, the Kayach HaTorah, and the Kayach that comes from those who learn the Torah, who are Mashpia the Torah and Klal Yisrael. That's where, that's how Klal Yisrael is going to be able to survive through the Golus. And that came about through the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmei Noyim. The Chashmei Noyim, with their Mesiras Nefesh, they, so to say, implanted Kedusha V'Taira in every single Yid's house that comes on a Hanukkah and remains through the Hanukkah, remains throughout the year. After the Nitzochin of the Muhammad, so as you mentioned, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, they were madly to Menorah, but this is by all means the Negev to the Muhammad and the Tzorah of the Yevanim living in Eretz Yisrael. This is by all means not the end of the story. There still is a tremendous Muhammad that has to be fought with a tremendous Sinai that we have to fight against.